Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You know, he was talking about how the decision to switch offenses was the dumbest thing in the world. And I'll be honest, I think we're conflating the lack of success the offense has had to this point, which is about execution, which is about what did you decide to execute, who you hired as offensive coordinator. We're conflating that with the actual decision itself. And I just think, like, I'll be honest with you, I think we know Daryl is skeptical, has been skeptical about Deshaun. And I think Daryl is conflating these two things, and I think we're having two different conversations. If any decision, I know you hate to hear this. Like, I do feel sometimes like I'm one of like three people just trying to like talk sanely about this, because I'm not afraid of social media like some people. Like, because quite frankly, I can't lie to you guys and spin you some bit of yarn to make you feel better, because that's what we like now. In 2024, we all like just whatever agrees with our own personal statements, because something of truth, well, that doesn't matter. Any kind of opposing opinion that's a threat to me, well, that's scarier than me actually evaluating and evolving my opinion
on something.
Sounds
like you just summed up politics in 2024.
It's society. But, like, I just got to be honest with you, man. Like, I'm so frustrated at this idea of blaming the decision, because it's just another way to blame Deshaun. Guys, they've screwed up building the new offense. They have. I think we can probably wonder if Ken Dorsey was the wrong hire, which, again, I don't care if Kevin Stefanski was forced to fire AVP. If you hired the wrong OC, that's still on you. Like, it's like they say, well, Kevin doesn't have the decision to bench Deshaun by himself. Like, 80% of coaches don't, if a quarterback's making $40 million a year. That's an organizational decision, because it's an ass load of money. That, like, that we keep acting like Kevin Stefanski is Oliver Twist asking, please, sir, can I have more power, please? He's not. He's a grown-ass man. He's an Ivy Leaguer. He's incredibly smart.
Like you.
And yes, I'm not... unlike me, because I'm successful. Kidding. That was totally
so
meant
the truth
that as a joke.
Comes out. No. Nick loves Deshaun Watson and hates Kevin Stefanski.
But I'm getting frustrated at this. Like, guys, yes, Deshaun sucked on Sunday. Yes, through 5 weeks, Deshaun has not been good enough. I'm not arguing that. Okay? I liked what I saw in the Raiders game. I liked parts of what I saw in the Jacksonville game. But by and large, it has not been enough. No one's saying that. But we continue to go back to, well, you went to this new offense. There is no new offense. No, that's not true. There is a new offense. It ain't the one you were promised. So you're not running the Kubiak West Coast offense. You're not running this new offense with spread and all this other kind of stuff. You're not. This is some sort of hodgepodge, and it's crap. That also reflects on the head offensive coordinator, Kevin Stefanski. This is not too hard. Listen, Kevin's a big boy. He knows that he's not getting the job done now. And if we just funnel this all back into screw Deshaun Watson, guys, that's not the point of this season. Everybody should always be under examination because they haven't consistently won yet. Until they do that, on some level, you are suspect. So this idea of, the first 5 weeks proved that you shouldn't have gone to the new offense. No, it proves that Kevin Stefanski has screwed this up alongside Ken Dorsey, alongside everything. The decision was made in the name of getting the most out of Deshaun Watson, and then you haven't deployed the damn thing. So this idea of, 5 weeks in, the offense is a failure, so I guess we should go back. How about you go ahead and figure it the hell out? Because it's not rocket science.
Well, I think it is a new offense, and I do think there's elements of what they promised. Stefanski said time and time again that the offense was going to be this blended thing between him and Ken Dorsey. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing a blended offense. Deshaun is running a lot more out of the shotgun. Kevin's offense is more under center, so you're seeing a lot more of those elements. You're seeing a lot more 11 personnel. I think the Browns are like, I forget what it was at the top of my head, but I looked this up over the weekend. I think after the Washington game, they're like top five. Or maybe I think they're like seventh, maybe in terms of using 11 personnel, which is up a little bit from what they used last year. So they are doing some of the things that they promised, but the big things that they promised: more motion pre-snap to kind of get you a sense of what you're seeing, more downfield shots. Those are the things that are missing, and you've now supplemented that with like less running the football, which is the one thing that did seem to always be consistently good in Kevin Stefanski's offense. So it's not that I don't think there's a new offense. I just think whatever the hodgepodge of an offense that they put together isn't working. I think it comes down to that more than anything. That's not even getting into like, is that Kevin Stefanski's fault? Yes, I think some of that certainly falls on his lap. He's the one designing this offense. He's the one who said this was going to be the thing that was going to get Deshaun over the top. It's part of the reason why I think, as we talk about hot seats, and this to me, like this came up, I talked about this on the night show earlier in the week. I think the Robert Saleh thing like opened this can of worms all of a sudden, where I was like, well, hell, like how far down that list is Kevin Stefanski now that Robert Saleh is out of the picture? Because if you think about what the Jets are doing with Robert Saleh, Robert Saleh's firing, isn't it sort of parallel to what's going on here in Cleveland? Team that invested a lot of money in their roster. They feel like they have a championship caliber team, and they brought in a quarterback that maybe is overpaid at this point in their career. And the whole idea is they need to cater to him and make sure that it works for him. It's the exact same thing. So in those scenarios, like, yeah, we can sit here and say, well, Ken Dorsey, they hired Ken Dorsey. It was the wrong hire. Again, maybe that's Stefanski's fault, but is the fix really just get rid of Ken Dorsey? Like the fact that people are jumping to that this week and they're like, well, if they got to fire Ken Dorsey and just go back to what Kevin does. I'm not saying that's wrong per se, because Kevin's offense has worked here more often than it hasn't. But like, I can't like, the solution is Ken Dorsey, the guy who doesn't even have control of the play calling. So that's why I've said, if this thing goes down and they're really looking for somebody to blame, it's not going to be Deshaun, because they're proving to you right now that they want to keep Deshaun out there. The ownership that's overseeing the entire decision, they're telling you it's about Deshaun. It will be Kevin. I don't think he is like safe from any sort of decision in terms of the future of this team this offseason if this thing just goes completely south like it's already looking.
So to the Dorsey thing, he's the only guy that not Tommy Reese also has some, but that's the only guy with the background in the New England system and what they did in Houston. So that, like, as much as I...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you think Ken Dorsey is screwing this up? Because game planning is a huge part of being able to play call. Yeah, I have real concerns there. But to
but
get back to it, real quick.
You only get so many outs, though, Nick, with that. You know what I mean? They already fired the offensive coordinator. They fired the defensive coordinator 2 years ago, brought in Jim Schwartz. Now they fired the offensive coordinator, brought in Ken Dorsey. What's left? You've tried all these different things. You're going to try another offensive coordinator that Kevin Stefanski's probably going to keep the play calling from again? Like, what? I don't know that that fixes anything. So the only options at the end of the season, if this continues on the path that's going on, are Deshaun or Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, but see, again, this is we're coming back to it. We're running more 11 personnel. Yeah, if you're not doing with motion, this is not my take. This is every NFL film analyst saying this that I'm simply repeating. If you're not running motion, if you're not in the top 16 in running motion in the NFL, you are DOA because that's the only way you're getting explosive plays. So I just continue to come back to this idea of people are putting the blame in the wrong spot here. It is not just about Deshaun, but like Roger the First in Cuyahoga Falls. My God, you're a fanboy. For who? I'm saying they all suck. I'm saying nobody's getting their job done. I'm simply not doing the easy thing, which takes zero. And I mean zero. Guys, it's confirmation bias. Well, Deshaun sucks, which means it's all his fault. Thank God, just get rid of him and everything will be okay. Guys, if that's what you think, you are going to be sorely disappointed. Because here's the thing, guys. I don't want to be back here again. I don't want to be in the quarterbackless abyss. This sucks, okay? Watching this guy struggle, like watching a little doe, like drowning every single Sunday, sucks. But if you just put it on him, they're going to fail the next quarterback. You know how? Because they failed the last quarterback. The most consistent quarterback we've had in time.
That's part of the problem. You're counting on this group. You're counting on a group that failed the previous quarterback to figure this out? You think this group that failed the last quarterback is going to figure out the mess now that they've caused with the new quarterback? That's what we're banking on?
It is just the simplest line of thinking here that just, well, get rid of Deshaun and good feelings gone. Okay. Then I guess we're just going to bury our head in the sand because it's just so much easier for it just to be Deshaun. But don't piss and moan next year when you're 7-10 again.
But I also think that the equating it to Deshaun thing isn't just about like his play on the field, though, either, Nick. I think it's also about just like this entire thing, like where we're at with this team. They associate all that with like this Deshaun Watson era, like the decision to move on from Baker, trade all the picks you traded for him, put all this stock in him, whether it's the contract, whether it's the picks, whether it's now the time that you've spent with a roster that you felt like was ready to compete for Super Bowls. All that is it now equated to like, well, we've wasted so much now on this guy. And so it's yes, you're right. Like, it's not just about Deshaun. I am 100% with you that the offensive line play has been awful. That's part of the reason why they probably aren't doing pre-snap motion, because they can't even get set normally and without getting false start penalties or too many men in the huddle or whatever. So that's been bad. Receivers are dropping passes. That's been bad. Deshaun's been bad. The play calling's been bad. It has all been bad. But I think everybody takes it, and I see why they make that connection. It's like, well, this is all just related to the fact that this team went out and they traded for this quarterback, and they put so much stock in this. And ever since then, it's just been this steady march to this just awful turn back the, you know, go back to the Stone Age version of the offense that we're seeing today, and a team that's 1-4, and they're sick of it. Like, they're tired of having to live in this reality that was created by the group that obviously failed the last quarterback, and now is doing the same thing now.
You don't get a pass for taking 3 years to build a new offense that actually fits a quarterback. You don't get a pass when that offense looks like ass, okay? You don't get a – it's the NFL. All right, and I know we just want it. We just want to. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, they're nice young men, right? They're a little older than me, but they're nice guys. They're smart guys. We just want this to be the fix because I know, just like you, I don't want to be back in this situation because if I don't want to be in the quarterbackless abyss, I sure as hell don't want to be in the head coach searching business and the GM searching business. But this is just a little too convenient where, in any which way you dice it, guys, Deshaun can be bad. And the situation can be bad as well. You're not 1-4 solely because of Deshaun. You're just not. Kevin has to own his piece of pie. AB has to own his piece of pie. The only way you truly get better is if you own why you're struggling. And I'll be honest with you. Kevin Stefanski's doing the same damn thing every week. Hey, we're going to get it figured out. Hey, would you do this? We're going to just get it figured out. And the reality is there's not a lot of changes going on, and the results aren't changing either. So this is not, and let's be clear here, this is not a defense of Deshaun. I'm done defending Deshaun. We're into October now. My expectations are get back to at least the Raiders game or get the hell out of here. But the point is, this season is what it is. You are where you are. But this whole idea and Daryl's assertion of, well, yeah, this is what a disaster to go in this direction. No, what a disaster is, it took you 3 years to get here and you're still bleeping it up. 216-474-0092. Several people think I'm delusional. We'll get to them in just a moment here. I'm just curious, guys. Do you think, how much of this do you think is because they chose a new offense? 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.